This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with, as well as referralsforseniors.com. And again, these aren't meant to be directories with multitudes of companies in each category. We just try to search out the right couple of partners and find people that we know you can trust and that we trust and that we've checked out and know will do you a great job. Well, we are glad to have in studio today and a new partner with us, Blake Harris. Blake is with Mile High Estate Planning. And so, Blake, welcome to the show.
Scott, thanks for having me on the show. Excited to be here.
Hey, always great to talk about topics that no one wants to talk about. People put it off, don't they?
People do put it off. I'll actually tell you a quick story. When I started my practice about 7 years ago, I was, of course, an estate planning attorney. Let me try that again. When I had my children 7 years ago, I was an estate planning attorney. And it wasn't until my kids were about 2 years old before I did my own estate planning. It's like the roofer that goes out and fixes everyone else's roof, and you come home and you have a leaky roof yourself. I did take care of it about 5 years ago, so I got my part done. But I definitely understand, yes, putting it off is the biggest mistake that people make.
Absolutely. So let's kind of start at the beginning. Give us a little background on yourself, what got you into doing what you're doing.
Sure. So I've been in estate planning. I've been an attorney for about 10 years now, and I focus pretty much exclusively on one thing, helping families create estate plans and administer them after a loved one passes away. I like to think back to the story of a family member of mine, my grandma. She never made a great deal of money. She grew up in the Great Depression, but every penny she had, she saved. And then as she got older, she was not willing to meet with an estate planning attorney. She didn't want to take the time to do it or put the investment into making it happen. And then what ended up happening in the final about 2 years of her life, we saw her entire estate, just a couple hundred thousand dollars, nearly totally wiped out because of long-term care cost, a conservatorship, a guardianship, and money that could have gone to pay for my law school ended up being all wiped out because of the long-term care costs, probate costs could have all been avoided had she just taken the time to meet with an estate planning attorney.
Sure. Once again, Blake Harris is with us. He's the owner of Mile High Estate Planning. Check out that website, milehighestateplanning.com. Great website. Tells you everything really you need to know. And, someone we were talking this last week, put a lot on education. You do seminars where you just want to help people understand things, because there's a lot of misunderstandings about what an estate plan is. A lot of people think, I've got a will, I've got a plan.
Right. So we do monthly estate planning seminars. These are free to the public. And our goal is to help people avoid some of the most common estate planning mistakes. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of the cure, and that's certainly true when it comes to estate planning. So if you've been thinking about putting together an estate plan, please go to milehighestateplanning.com, sign up for one of our free seminars, and we'd be happy to educate you so you can avoid some of the most costly mistakes that we're seeing people make.
Great. Now, let's kind of give a course overview real quick kind of talk about these a little bit. So when you talk about an estate plan, kind of talk about what all makes that up.
Okay, so here's a question that I get all the time. I get this phone call 10 times a day. Hey, Blake, heard you on the radio. How much does a trust cost? And my answer is, you don't want a trust. What you want is an estate plan. There are several components to what goes into an estate plan. A trust is a component of it, but also you want to have a will as a backup, funding documents that which transfer your property from your name into the trust. What happens all too often is somebody will, with a different law firm, create an estate plan, create a trust, and fail to fund that trust. They end up paying for the trust, and then they end up paying for the probate costs after they pass away. So include an estate plan, which should be a will, a trust, as well as a complete set of incapacity documents and guidance that goes along with that in the forms of a family guidance letter that we give our clients, Mile High Estate Planning, or some other type of guidance to help settle your estate. And then also, you want to make sure that whatever estate planning attorney you work with, that they will offer ongoing reviews so that as your life situation changes, marriages, births, deaths, you inherit some property, you move to a new location, your estate plan stays in line with your goals.
Right. Now, a will is basically only a piece of paper that helps kind of after you die, right?
So a will can do two things. Number one, it can nominate a guardian for your minor children. So if you have children under the age of 18, you can make sure that it's your mom taking care of your children, not your father-in-law, who you may not have the best relationship with. So part one is anyone who has minor children ages 18 or under certainly should have a will with a guardian and maybe an emergency guardian as well. Also with a will, you will get to choose who receives your property or choose who doesn't receive your property. However, a will is a ticket to the probate court. So if you have a will, you will be sending your estate through probate.
You know, we've heard this term incapacity planning, and a lot of times people know that maybe a loved one's kind of heading down that road, but yet they don't want to talk about it, so then all of a sudden they wait too long, or then the person is incapacitated, and then that just creates problems. So what are some of the ways that you have found successful in getting people to maybe talk with loved ones about this?
Well, just to give a little bit of a context, Colorado, generally our laws, in my opinion, are very good at helping make life easy on the citizens. Compare this to the state of Texas, where the laws are written pretty much just to ensure employment for attorneys. However, in Colorado, we lack a very important law, which is an alternative decision maker statute. What an alternative decision maker statute says is that in the event of your incapacity, there's an automatic list of people who can step in and make decisions on your behalf. First would be your spouse, next would be your adult children. We do not have this law in Colorado, so if you become incapacitated, the only way that a loved one can make a decision on your behalf is go through a court-supervised process. This is lifetime probate, and it comes in two forms, conservatorships and guardianships. Probate after death is something that I would recommend trying to avoid. More importantly is avoiding probate during your life. Probate after your life is going to cost a couple $1,000s. If there's a dispute, it could cost tens of thousands of dollars. Conservatorships and guardianships, these tend to cost about three times as much as death probate. So you want to make sure that your loved ones have a complete set of incapacity documents. The first document that everyone should have is a financial power of attorney. This is for making financial decisions. Next is a medical power of attorney for making medical decisions. Next is a HIPAA release. HIPAA is a federal law which protects the privacy of your healthcare. If you become incapacitated, you want your agents to be able to access that protected healthcare information and share it with the doctors so they can make informed medical decisions. And finally, a living will. A living will says if you're in a permanent vegetative state that you do want to have life support removed.
Right. Once again, if you're just joining us, Blake Harris is with us. Blake is with Mile High Estate Planning. Check out their website, milehighestateplanning.com. Go on there right now. Register for one of their free seminars. They do them monthly. Again, absolutely free. Chance to meet Blake, ask your questions, and make sure that you have the right kind of plan that you need that will help you and your loved ones. Long-term care planning, we usually don't think about until we are older, you know, and a lot of times that can be a little late in life too. So enlighten us a little bit on long-term care planning.
Scott, I'm going to put you on the spot for a quick second. Okay. You're a smart guy, but what do you think is the average cost for a one-month stay in a nursing home?
Most of the time around $10,000,
$11,000. Yeah, you're looking at $5,000, $10,000 or more, depending on whether it's assisted living,
right,
or memory care. There's an easy way to avoid this, and it's to set up what I call a Medicaid Protective Trust. You'll need to do this about 5 years in advance of moving into the nursing home. And if you do this, you can transfer your assets to a trust. You will still have a lot of control over those assets. So if you need them for your care, there are ways of pulling those assets back into your estate. However, once you pass away, this allows you to move into a nursing home, let the government, which you've been paying for all the years to supply this care, pay for that bill, and then when you pass away, your assets will pass to your own children.
Right. Because that's what everybody wants to do, is protect their assets, right?
Exactly. It's about protecting your assets. It's about protecting your family's assets. But it's more than that. It's also about reducing conflict within the family, and it's about privacy. Probate is a court-supervised process. Your estate has to get filed with the county court, and potentially anyone could go in there and look up to see what type of assets you have, what type of assets your children are inheriting. By creating an estate plan that keeps you out of probate, not only do you reduce cost, not only do you protect the assets, but you also protect privacy and family harmony. In some cases, the beginning of probate is the end of the relationship between children. So estate planning, it's about two things, protection of the assets, but also protection of family harmony.
Right. Now, is the best thing to do is kind of get a family together and talk about this, if they're all local here in Denver, to come and sit down with you to kind of where everybody gets a better understanding of this, or how does it work?
So we are more than happy to meet with other family members, and if other family members would like to be involved, we're certainly happy to have them. However, we are interested in serving the client. It's mom and dad, and sometimes the children may not all be super happy with how the parents are going to distribute the property. I know that there's going to be a lot of children out there that are not real happy with me, and that's fine. I'm here to serve my clients. However, if it is a family that has harmony among it and they all want to be involved, we're more than happy to have more family members involved, and it actually works better that way. So that when the time comes to administer the estate plan, there's no surprises.
Right. And, you know, all of us are quick usually to get a second opinion in the medical world. If some doctor tells me we need surgery, we go get a second opinion. Never hurts to get a second opinion. If you think you've got a plan, give your office a call at 720-924-6171. Say, hey, I think I got a plan. I would just like for you to review it and see where we're at.
Exactly. If you've created a plan and you're a little bit uncomfortable, you're not 100% sure that you've done the right planning, or maybe it's been a few years or you did your planning out of state, give my office a call. We'll always do a free initial consultation. We'll always sit down with anyone who brings an estate plan that was done by another law firm, look it over, and give you our honest opinion on it. In some cases, we will tell you you've got a great plan. You don't need to do a thing. In some cases, we'll say, you know what, this plan is actually pretty good, but there's minor things that you could improve upon. And then in some cases, I've even said, I apologize, but the money you spent was not wisely spent. I really recommend we redo the plan. I do not oversell my clients. I want to put my clients in a better position than they were when they came in before.
Right. Now, when you look at some of the plans that you've seen come through your office, what are just consistent main points that are missing, or is everybody different?
So, I mean, there's different things that, different areas where I think we can improve on different plans. The biggest one, the biggest mistake that I see, and some of the most respected law firms in town will make this mistake, is giving outright distributions. The word outright is a bad word. There's another attorney in town who calls it a 2-4-letter word, outright distributions. Mm-hmm. And generally, most attorneys would do a pretty good job about making sure that minor children, that nobody receives property before they're 18, or probably best not to even give too much money to an individual before they're 25 or 30. But then what I see is the attorney will draft it so that the money is distributed all to the beneficiary the day that they turn 30. If you do that, and then the next day your child's spouse files for divorce, you could see your child lose half of the money that you've left for them. So the biggest mistake that I see in other estate planning documents is outright distributions. Instead, what I recommend doing is creating a trust where at a certain age, perhaps age 30, you allow your children to choose who their trustee is. This way, they can have liberal access to the money. If they want to make a complete distribution or a large distribution from the trust, they can do that. But we never force money into beneficiaries' hands, because doing so gives the ability for a divorcing spouse, a creditor, or if they are forced into bankruptcy, if they have a business fail or medical illness, they could lose their entire inheritance. So mistake number one to avoid, outright distributions. Mm-hmm. The other common mistake that I see often is not funding the trust. You've created the trust, but if you don't fund it, you still end up in the probate court.
Right. Well, Blake, this is great information. We're looking forward to our shows with you. I'm just telling you, there's so many people out there that have misunderstandings about this, the myths out there. So we're going to try to help you out with Blake and his shows. But I tell you what, go to a free seminar, folks. And you know what? I hate to even call it a seminar, because this is just a chance just to have a conversation with him to understand some of these things we're talking about: estate planning, will versus trust, the incapacity planning, long-term care planning, asset protection, how to avoid probate. So those are the main things he covers. All you have to do is go to milehighestateplanning.com and register now for that free class. Their number is 720-924-6171. So, Blake, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
You're listening to Haystack Up Radio. We got to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
Rush to Reason, Denver's afternoon rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Glad to have you with us, and we appreciate you tuning in. Glad to have in studio now our good friend from Affordable Door, Mary Ann. How are you, ma'am?
Awesome. Thanks, Scott.
Always great to see you.
Thanks for having us.
You know, garage doors, we were kind of talking here before we came on air. It's something none of us think one thing about until we push the button and nothing happens. Pretty true, right?
Pretty true. Yeah, we all just always expect you hit the button, door goes up, you're good to get out, door closes, you're fine. But, you know, they just require so much maintenance. And, you know, people forget that that is the biggest moving object in your home.
Sure.
And you want to keep it safe. Your kids play under it. You park your car under it. You want to keep it safe.
Right. And you were telling me a little bit, again, before we started the show, about assessing, you know, your door. Hey, it's pretty fairly warm out. Now's a good time to go out and maybe do some things ourselves just to check it out. So what are some things that we should look for as a homeowner?
Sure. You know, we all have, you know, our plumber tells us to check our hot water tank and our, you know, mm-hmm. check this and that in the house. And do we ever? No. But the garage door is, you know, a biggie, you know. So all you need to do when doors close down, just, you know, walk around, take a look at it, look at the screws, see if they're starting to loosen up, see how the sections, you know, line up and touch each other. If they look like they're starting to misalign, that's trying to tell you something, that the door is starting to either fall apart or it just needs some general service. When the sections start to misalign, that can wreak havoc. You know, when the door comes down, it could jam into the jamb and the door will reverse on you, and it just creates a mess.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so really, anything to do with a garage door, just about you guys can handle.
We sure can.
I mean, mm-hmm. there's nothing left undone, so to
right,
speak.
Right.
All right, good. And, you know, we were talking again. It cracks me up on these neighborhood apps where people are always saying, does anyone know a cheap plumber? Does anyone know a cheap auto mechanic? And, man, I hate when people first put that out there because, you know what, nothing's free.
Right.
And you're paying for a service tech that had to go through a lot of training, spend a lot of money, maybe their own tools they've invested in or not, you know, who knows. But anyway, there's a lot that goes into just sending someone out. And we were talking about this. Sometimes people are shocked that, you know, maybe there's a price to come out. Well, you know what? I don't know about your gas, but my gas isn't free. Yeah, and you got to pay insurance. And you know what? You're paying the guy while he's driving.
Right.
And so just kind of explain a little bit from a business side of, you know, what it takes just to get someone out.
Sure. Sure. People ask me that all the time, you know, can you come out for free? And it's like, well, nobody really likes to work for free. I mean, I don't, and I'm sure nobody does. But, you know, our $199 service fee is, you know, my guy coming out, his travel time, his windshield time, his gas, his insurance, his truck, his tools, and his long-term experience. You know, we don't just have kids that you can't just, it's a trade that it has to be, you have to be very experienced. Mm-hmm. You could get hurt. So all my guys have over 20 years door experience or more, and, you know, they're qualified. And it doesn't matter, really, if they can get the job fixed in 15 minutes or in 2 hours, you know. Mm-hmm. It's their experience on how they know to handle the job and not get hurt and not have that door fall on your car when, you know,
right.
while he's in the process of it. You know, we have had people call us, you know, tell us, geez, the door's laying on top of my car. Well, you know, they waited a little bit too long mm-hmm. to schedule service, you know. So, you know, sure enough, I can get one of my guys out. Leo is excellent. Frank is amazing. Jesse is awesome, too. You know, they got that. We had a guy call us, and his door was actually laying on top of his car. It went up and just went right out of the track. And sure enough, you know, the guys were there, and they got that door right off of his truck, his vehicle,
right.
you know, without minimal damage to his vehicle.
It could have been very dangerous.
Yeah.
For a child playing with a button, hitting
Absolutely.
Something, whatever.
Absolutely. You know? The garage door is not a toy. And, you know, people forget, you know, the kids, oh, they like to hang from it and ride it up. Well, that is just mm-hmm. not good.
Right. And you mentioned something, too, I want to bring up. So sometimes you go out and, you know, and you are excellent on the phone. I mean, I've sent you videos before of what it's doing. You can mm-hmm. tell by sounds. I mean, y'all's experience for doing this so many years is awesome. So I will tell you, Mary Ann can really about fix anything over the phone. But when they do come out, if it does take them 15 or 20 minutes, you know, don't be upset that they got it fixed. What do you want them to do? Stay there 2 hours and just, you know, tink around with something to act like it took longer. I mean, you know, they're trying to respect the client's time, too.
Exactly.
And get the job done right.
Sure. Sure. You know what? We always, no matter what the price is, the guys always do a full door tune-up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tighten all the hardware, lube all the bearings, replace any missing nuts and bolts on the door, adjust the spring tension as needed, service, lube, and adjust the garage door opener, you know. So it's a full service, no matter if it takes them 15 minutes. If, you know, and they don't try to rush. You
sure.
know, it's just sometimes things just go along. You know, my guys are very efficient too.
Right.
You know, they work very efficiently, and you know, they like to get in, get out, and get on to the next customer, and you know, rescue the next one.
Sure.
You know, that's waiting.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about changes in doors, we were talking about, man, now a lot of them have Wi-Fi and a lot sure. of different things. So tell us about some of the new things out there.
Yeah, so LiftMaster has really evolved, and they, you know, they've changed over the years. Used to be there were always only so many codes, and your code could be the same as your neighbor's, or your code could catch up to your neighbor's, and your door could end up working their door. Then they came out with MyQ, which gave you accessibility to access the garage door from your smartphone, and that was an additional accessory. Now everything is built-in Wi-Fi. And you don't have to, you know, some people are just so against that, but that's okay. You can download the app on your smartphone, and once you do, you have access to working the garage door from your smartphone, seeing when the door is open, when the door is closed, if the kids come home from school. Oh, you could say, oh, yeah, the kids are home, the door is shut, blah, 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 they're safe.
Right.
You know, so they're really cool, and they everything is built in. So it's not, you're not paying an additional accessory for a separate component for that. Now everything is built in.
Right.
I just got some literature from LiftMaster yesterday. Now they're having cameras built onto the garage door openers, so you can actually watch maybe your delivery guy as he delivers your package and shut your door and see what's happening, you know, when the door mm-hmm. opens as well. So those are pretty cool, and those are rolling out now. I don't even know the model number, but they're
sure.
just rolling out right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, society's changed, and our world has changed. I mean, who would have ever thought 20 years ago or 10 years ago or whatever, I don't know how long that porch pirating's been going on, of people kind of stealing your deliveries.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether you opt for it or not, you know, you don't have to have the Wi-Fi. You know, some people just are not a fan of it,
mm-hmm.
and that's great. You know, that's okay. But the general public, I think, just really likes to know what's going on at their house.
Right. Now, what happens sometimes if people, you know, their garage door remote gets lost or damaged, or they don't, you know, maybe they bought a house and there wasn't a door with it. I mean, you can usually help them with somehow pairing
absolutely.
Up a new remote,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a real common thing, too. You lose the remote, you have it in the car, you know, you let the kids play with it, and they lose it on you. You go to a closing, and they don't have remotes, or they just give you any little random remotes. That's so very, very common. So, yeah, normally I can help customer over the phone. I'll ask them to look at the color of the learn button, and it'll be goes back from 1998 to like green to purple to yellow, red is in there. So they've changed the technology about 5 or 6 times.
Right.
But by them telling me, by me asking them a few questions, telling me what color that learn button is, I can get them the remote, mail it out to them. They don't have to pay a service call. I can walk them through on programming it. Simple, very simple.
Right. Marianne is our guest. Affordable Doors is the company. Call her. 303-680-8440. Let them come out and check out your doors. And as she said, go out and do an assessment. If you hear something or something doesn't look right, now's the time to get it fixed, not when it falls on your car or your child or you. So give her a call, 303-680-8440. Now, another great thing, besides just repairing doors, you replace. And you were telling me that you guys will haul away the old door.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's a tremendous service right there, because what are people going to do with a big garage door?
Right, right. Yeah. We do get, every once in a while, we'll have a customer like, yeah, I think I'll hang on to that door, Murray. And the wife will
that's
be looking at me
thing.
Going, yeah.
We may use that one day. Yeah.
The wife is looking at us like, no, you're not. Yeah, that's all included. Haul it away. We have recycling, metal recycling, wood recycling places that we take it to. So a lot of it gets recycled.
Right. Mm-hmm. And again, go back to your team real quick. I mean, you guys are so experienced. And I mean, all your guys have good. Most of them I've had out to my house through the years. But it's really important just to have a team that you can trust. So then, therefore, we can trust them at our home.
Yeah. You know, my guys, they all treat our business like it's their own. You know, they're part of our family. They really take a general, you know, interest in the customer, providing them with the just utmost service, you know, and it's not about upselling them parts. They're all very, very conservative.
Sure.
On not upselling parts just to up the ticket. You know,
right.
They, you know, if the customer needs it, great, but that's not what we're about.
Right. Once again, folks, it's Affordable Doors. It's the only garage door company that we endorse. We want you to let them earn your trust in your business as well. You can give her a call. You can even text Marianne, 303-680-8440. And you know what? If you mention you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio, $199 for them to come out and fix your door. And there may be some parts, different things like that. But she'll go through all that with your phone. There's no hidden costs, no surprises, all of that. If you get a new door, they haul away the old one. They do commercial and residential as well. You can check out their website at garagedoorproblems.com. So, Marianne, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks so much. And if they want to text me, I answer a lot of texts. 303-330-1735 is my cell. Be more than happy to reply to a text after hours. I do that all the time.
Okay, yeah. Same day service in most cases for you as well. So thank you so much.
Okay, thanks so much. And $25 off if they mention this.
$25 off. That's right.
They mention the radio.
$199. $25 off if you mention you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio. Thanks again.
Thanks.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
You're stuck in a difficult situation. You don't know whether or not you even need an attorney. Have a conversation with Kevin Flesh.
You know, I have some really hard conversations and conversations that I don't expect some days relating to factually what happened in a case or what's going on in the person's life. And I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing it, you know, since 1996, so almost 25 years. And the faces change, but a lot of times the fact patterns don't. And when you get into these situations where you know where this fact pattern is going to be going, but you don't know necessarily if you're going to really add a whole lot of value, that's sometimes why we have these free consultations, so I can give some advice. I can suggest what they need to do to help themselves. But at the end of the day, it may be me stepping out and saying, I'm not comfortable traipsing you through court appearances and not really adding the value that I want to add. And it's one of those things where they're going to be able to get through it on their own and figure it out and not be lighter in the wallet.
Call now for a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law, they get results.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Health Radio. My name is Scott Watley. Once again, thank you so much for joining us today. Well, glad to welcome back. I almost said an old guest, but I did not mean it that way. A previous guest that's been here many years, actually. Pamela Meyer. Denver Home Navigators. Pamela has been our exclusive realtor for now for a number of years and just done a terrific job. Pleasure to work with her, Pamela Meyer. She is a senior, certified senior housing professional. She's with the Denver Home Navigators, as I mentioned, with Keller Williams Realty there in the Denver Tech Center. Her number, 303-506-0106, 303-506-0106. Her website, denverhomenavigators.com. And with that, we'll welcome the star of the show, Pamela Meyer. How are you, ma'am?
I'm glad I'm a star somewhere.
Yes, ma'am. You both. Oh, so, man, you know, when I haven't seen people for a while, and mm-hmm. I believe we did see each other right after New Year, but, I mean, when people say Happy New Year to you now, doesn't that seem like it was 3 months ago already?
At least.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Like we're already
passes. Yeah.
In 2020.
Yeah.
Like we're way in, and yes. It's just.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What did you think back in the 70s? Were you like me? Like, well, what is 2020 even going to look like? Will I even?
won't we have the Jetson cars by
then?
Yeah,
flying cars. That's what one of my guests said yesterday. He goes, I just don't have my flying car.
Yeah. The flying car.
Well, we do have a lot going on in our real estate. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. And so, Pam, let's start off with this. You got some exciting news kind of about your business and, mm-hmm. you know, your when I say your company, yes, you're with Keller Williams, but you run your deals. So tell us a little bit what's going on.
Well, I'm getting ready to make an announcement. So I guess the people who know me who hear this today will know it before the letter goes out. But anyway. Okay. So a lot of my clients know that I had a kidney transplant mm-hmm. 3 years ago. And between that, couple of hospitalizations, increased travel, blah, blah, blah. I thought, okay, so how am I going to make sure? I certainly realize I'm not invincible now. And prior to this, I thought I was. How can I keep my service level high, make sure I satisfy my clients' needs? And I was like, how am I going to do this? If I want to travel more, if I want to do this,
right.
And God forbid if I end up in the hospital. I mean, you know, the other side of the equation is not what you're really planning for, but
sure.
You have to kind of be mindful. So I thought, a like-minded partner might be in order. And Bill Leeper is an agent in my office. We've watched each other's business before. We are coached by the same company. We're like-minded in values and the way we conduct our businesses. And we've had the opportunity to actually watch each other's business. And it's been great. Our people have felt like it was each of us there.
Right.
Like we were available enough. We had the same expertise level. And so I talked to Bill and said, what do you think? I want to expand things a little bit. And we already kind of do this informally.
Mm-hmm.
So he thought that sounded like a reasonable idea. And he has a little bit different branding called Your Colorado Home Team, which I happen to like. So I'm actually probably going to transfer to that
right.
over the year.
Right.
And but it just was making sense. And quite frankly, I think most agents probably do this more often than not, but not in a formal way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just decided to make it more formal with a long-term vision in mind.
Right.
I'm not in my 40s anymore. So, I know I look like it.
You
like
do.
I'm still
you
in my 40s.
You absolutely do. But you know what? I think this shows one thing, that you want to keep customers in mind. Because you know what? Anybody can sell a house. I mean, you know, I mean, that's
right.
what realtors do. But if you really, your customers are your main thought, most of us want this. I want my customers taken care of.
Right.
And sometimes, whether by choice or travel or not by choice, ill,
right.
You know, it's good to be prepared for those times.
Right.
And then it's not a surprise to your clients. They've got someone they've, you know, already trust and have met, felt comfortable with, and know that you guys work together.
Right.
Because it's always weird when, I mean, we've all been switched off to somebody at some point in our life, and, you know, whether,
I kinda go, well, I don't know
whether, whether it be a doctor or whatever, and you're like, hey, what happened to the other guy that I've spent these 3 hours with that knows
right.
me already? Now I got to explain it all to you again.
Right.
And even see if I like you. I mean, let's
exactly.
be honest.
Okay. I mean, that's true because
yeah.
real estate is a very communication-driven business. And if you and the person that you're working with don't communicate well,
that things are not going to go well. Yeah. And really the last thing I want is for somebody to go, oh, well, I don't know who Bill is, so I guess I'll call my second cousin's nephew who just got in the business mm-hmm. and hasn't done his first deal yet. That terrifies me for my clients. It's not that we don't have to start somewhere, but ideally if I had somebody who said, well, my cousin just got in the business, I would say, let me co-list it with them and help them make sure you get everything you need out
sure.
of this.
Absolutely.
They'll learn something. It'll be advantageous for you to have me on your team, and it'll work.
Yep.
So that's Bill.
I don't have drums in here for a drum roll or, cymbals clashing, but we will introduce Bill Leeper. So, Bill, good to have you in studio with us.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, how long you've been in Colorado, and why in the world did you want to sell houses?
Well, I've been in Colorado for the majority of my life. My parents moved us here when I was in fourth grade and graduated high school here and raised a family here and very comfortable. It's amazing how the Denver area has changed over the last 35 years.
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
No, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, yeah. I moved here in 93 and wow, the changes. So I can't imagine those who've lived here, all their life or like you say, for 40 or 50 years, because man, it is insanely
different,
crowded, and yeah. busy, and different in a million ways. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right. So I assume then your main area that you service is similar to Pamela's, as far as regions from Highlands Ranch to whatever. So kind of give
right.
us a where you work.
Yeah, much like Pamela, the majority of our business is referrals from people that know and trust us and like us and want to have us involved in their real estate transactions. So for the most part, we're in the southern part of Denver.
Okay.
But it really depends on where the referee is.
Sure.
I've done deals as far as Longmont and up in the foothills and back in the eastern plains, but majority of it's in southern Denver.
Right. A lot of people try this job as a realtor. And,
yeah, I'm going to try this.
Yeah, and Bill, I'll let you answer first. But in your mind, in today's time, 2020, what makes a good realtor?
I've been in this business 16 years, and with each year, it doesn't become easier, but it does become more clear about what a good job is. And it's the interaction with the client. It's talking them off of ledges if they need to be talked off of a ledge. It's the ability to communicate and negotiate well. It's to make sure your client is tended to above and beyond the transaction.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Good point.
Pamela, same question, kind of?
I totally agree with Bill in that the communication piece is key because this is something we do all the time. And so we have a tendency, I know there are agents who, that it's under contract. And then the client's hearing crickets. Well, that crickets are not good for clients. Mm-hmm. They need to be reassured regularly that things are on track. Because what they don't see, Kurt and I have talked about, our job is to look like the duck on the pond. And what our clients don't see is the
paddling
madly underneath, because on a day-to-day basis, there is something that needs a signature or somebody needs access to the home for an appraisal. Something has to happen, and we're in communication with some member of the transaction, be that in title, the lender, the buyer, or the seller, or the other agent, mm-hmm. like multiple times in a week's time, even when it's supposedly quiet.
Right.
And so making sure we're communicating with our people about that. And of course, as Bill mentioned, talking somebody off of a ledge. Sometimes they go to bed one night and the next morning they're like, oh my gosh, what have I done?
Sure, sure.
And it's like, okay, remember, let's go back to what your goal is, what we were accomplishing. You've gotten what you wanted mm-hmm. at a price that works. And as it's that people live in the payment, not in the price of the house.
Yeah.
The same thing is true. They live in the square foot. They don't live in square footage. They live in the floor plan. Mm-hmm. So whether it's 2,000 square feet or 2,200 square feet, So that whole price per square foot thing that people sometimes get hung up on, it's up to us to pull them back and go, but the floor plan works for you.
Right.
You've placed your furniture and go, oh, yeah, we did. And it does fit.
Right.
So that extra 150 square feet is really irrelevant to our needs.
Sure.
And I think understanding multiple markets, having some tread, we're both, you know, more than...
Go ahead, say it, seasoned.
Seasoned.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Experienced.
We're seasoned and experienced. So I think I might have mentioned before, there are very few agents who have weathered interest rates that are above 5%.
Mm-hmm.
Both of us have been there. It's a different negotiating strategy, but houses are still getting bought and sold, by the way, if interest rates are 8 to 10%.
Sure.
I know that there are people on the radio who are just like, that makes them shake.
Right.
But we've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
We've worked through it. We've worked through buyer's markets where, you know, you're so excited to get somebody to come see the house you have for sale, and the buyer's in the driver's seat, not the seller, and how to play win-win. And we're not the ones to get our ego in the way, because it's not about us. It's about, does our buyer want to buy? Does the seller want to sell?
Sure. And, you know, I mean, let's just be honest. Everybody knows a realtor,
mm-hmm.
probably one in your family. But let me just throw a scenario at you. If your cousin's kid just graduated from med school and was doing, you know, brain surgery, and you needed a brain surgery, I got a feeling you probably wouldn't be so lenient to use your cousin's kid to do the brain surgery because you just got out of school. You'd want someone experienced. So when you look at, you know, the idea of real estate, probably the most expensive thing we'll ever buy.
Mm-hmm.
Having experience like you guys, not that you're old, but having experience like you guys where you've seen all the different scenarios, there's probably nothing that really surprises you. People may surprise you sometime. We
right.
all see that.
Yeah.
But there's no scenario that throws you off track, so to speak, you know, because you've seen about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes people lose the sight of that fact that, hey, experience will help you get to where you want to be if you'll listen, okay, to that experience, because, I mean, a homeowner may want to do something different or argue about something that's not mm-hmm. right in the home, and you go, hey, we're going to pick our battles here. That comes from experience instead
right.
of somebody going, no, you're going to paint this, and you're going to put the carpet,
right.
and you're going to do this, or we're walking out of here. And you're probably going to walk out of there without a house doing
right.
it that way. So,
at this point in time,
absolutely.
That's true.
So I hope you'll give Pamela a call, and it's great to meet Bill as well. You'll be hearing more about them. And Pamela, I know, is going to have some different events probably throughout the year to get a chance to meet Bill as
yep.
well.
And you bet.
And we'll have him on the show again from time to time. But once again, it's Pamela Meyer. Once again, Denver Home Navigators with Keller Williams Realty in the Denver Tech Center. Her number, 303-506-0106, 303-506-0106, denverhomenavigators.com. So, Bill, great to have you in studio, and we'll look forward to our next visit, sir.
Very good. Thanks.
All right, Pamela, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break, and we'll be right back. David R. Cishan, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishan of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. We are glad to have in studio Alan Stack. Stack Optical, they're located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Been doing this longer than,
a long time. Yeah, I've been doing about 40 years now.
Yeah, and you know, when we say all the time, boy, one of the last family-owned, optician-owned, I personally don't know of anybody else in Denver, so I mean, I might even just branch out and say you're the last one.
No, I'm sure that there's someone out there, but you know, I've been doing this all my life, and when I started in this business, it was glass lenses only, and it took a long time to make a pair of glasses because everything was done by hand.
Wow. So talk about that a minute. I mean, how materials of frames, lenses, everything has changed.
Well, the frames have changed. I mean, years ago, frames were made out of acetate. And when somebody would break an acetate frame, we could take an old acetate temple, break it up, put acetone in it, and make an acetate glue and glue their frame back together. Now, you can't do that stuff anymore.
Right.
Another thing, too, is because I learned to do all this by hand, somebody breaks their glasses. And there's nothing wrong with their lenses. I can take those lenses and hand edge them into another frame. So, and most places won't mess around with that.
Mm.
So there's some advantages of having that 40 years.
Sure,
experience. Absolutely.
And, you know, we were kind of talking before the show today that I asked you just what some of the comments you were getting from, you know, new customers that have come in now to your new location. It's still new, but really it's just that personal care and customer service, I think, that's setting you apart.
Exactly. When, you know, we get an office full of previous clients as well as new, what they've noticed is the family atmosphere. You know, we all get into conversations about the families and that kind of stuff because we've been together for so many years.
Sure.
And the new clients really appreciate that.
Yeah. And that trust then is just, I mean, it's not a question about anything.
Right. I mean, if there's ever a problem, they know I'm going to take care mm-hmm. of it. You know, because, you know, it's like the prescriptions. You know, a doctor gives you that prescription, but it's still one of those things that, you know, you're answering his question to the best of your ability, but sometimes you make those up. Boy, it just doesn't work right. Go back, and if he changes it, I'll take care of it.
Sure. And many things set Alan apart, and again, he's who we use personally, my wife and I, and several here at the station as well. But, I mean, when we say lab, I mean, we're not lying. You got your own site lab to
yeah,
make all
I do.
This.
I do. I make my own glasses as well as I have an on-site repairs. We try to do as much in-house as we can because then I can control it.
Sure.
And, as far as the blanks, I get the best blanks for your prescription that's available, the best coatings. You know, the anti-reflective coatings don't peel off like I've seen some of the other ones do.
Mm-hmm.
We'll guarantee it.
Right. And, you know, my wife, Victoria, came in and got some glasses from me. And what was so cool, she liked this one frame, but the lenses she felt were a little bit small. And then you simply took some tape and kind of trimmed it up to kind of shore the shape of the lens. And
yeah, I can do custom shaping.
Changed the whole thing. And, when we talk about custom made, I mean, we're literally talking
exactly, custom
made.
Exactly.
And that's cool.
Yeah, no, that's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, and she loves them, by the way.
Great.
And
thank
she
you.
Can see great, yeah. Let's talk about one of the things. You know, we always promote the eye exams, and again, boy, you do a great job there, $69, and we can kind of talk about that in a minute. But we were talking also, you said, boy, you're getting a lot of calls on these really difficult prescriptions. Because let's be honest, a lot of places can handle a 1.5, 2.0 correction,
right,
all that.
Exactly.
But you told me you had one minus 20.
Not only a minus 20, I've done minus 24, which is, it's a very thick lens, but there's different ways that we can manipulate that with the type of lens as well as the type of frame that we choose to cut down a lot of the thickness. In other words, make them more comfortable.
Wow.
And there's also new digital lenses when we do it on those high minus that you actually see better than you did out of the old lenses. Not just because of the prescription, but the design of the lens.
Sure. And you also do the progressive, and that's what we have.
Right. Yeah, there's many different types of digital progressives out there. We don't just have to choose between a couple different ones. I can really match one up to your lifestyle. You know, if you drive for a living, I can match up a progressive for that. Or if you're in the office all day long, it's just a different type of progressive.
Mm-hmm. And a driving lens is usually, and we're going to talk about tints a little later, but what kind of tint is normally for driving?
Well, it really depends on the condition. You know, they talk about transition being great. Well, the problem with the transition is your windshield blocks out ultraviolet light. Well, that's what activates the transition lens that changes color. But they also make a transition lens that's designed for driving that starts off with a medium brown tint, which is typically good for most unless it's really bright out there. Mm-hmm. Then if you get outside and you do things, it'll darken up for you depending on the light conditions.
Gotcha. At nighttime, man, I tell you, the older I get, the headlights coming on. And I think headlights, number one,
and it's tough for you, too, because you wear contacts.
Right,
you know,
right.
And you're going to get a lot of that light scatter.
Okay.
But the best thing for night driving is not wearing your contacts. Wearing your spectacles with a good anti-reflective clear lens. That's going to give you the best night driving type of lens. You see this stuff in the back of magazines, these yellow lenses for night driving.
Right.
It looks like it's brightening things up, but that tint itself is cutting down the amount of light getting to the eye. So realistically, you're not seeing as well. Now, they did make a yellow polarized lens, and I actually made myself a pair of those. This was probably 10 or 15 years ago. The only time you really see the benefit of those is night driving in a snow blizzard. Now, how many times are you going to night drive in a snow blizzard? But that did help.
Yeah.
But otherwise, no, that does not make a difference. A good anti-reflective coated lens with your prescription. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks out there don't realize they have a little correction, that if they got that taken care of, they'd see better at night.
Sure. Alan Stack is with us, Stack Optical, 2233 South Monaco Parkway. His number, 303-321-1578. And Alan will work by appointment for you. So your normal hours are what through the week?
Yeah, the normal office hours are 9 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday 9 to 5. And then I'm available by appointment if you want to see me specifically. You just give them a call and get on the schedule.
Okay. And we've also talked about the Stack Sports Packs. I want to bring that up a minute. And this is something for sure. If you want to come in, first of all, if you haven't had an exam in a while, make sure you get that $69 eye exam. And that's a very thorough exam. But make sure you let them know that you want Alan to be there, especially if you're going to be into the shooting aspect of things. Because, Alan, you explain what's the best way for people if they've got a handgun or whatever they want
to. Well, the best thing is to have a current correction. If you have one, great. Just call and make an appointment to see me. If you don't, call and make an appointment to see me and the doc, and I'll take that prescription. I can manipulate that for the best possible shooting glasses, whether it's, you know, shotgun, whether it's handgun, optics or iron sights. You know, there's different types of lenses depending on what you're doing.
Okay.
And that sports pack, what's really neat about that is you can change out the lens. You don't have to buy two or three pair of glasses. Get a couple pair of lenses depending on what you're doing.
And very quickly. I mean, that's what I like about them, too.
Oh, it just takes seconds to switch out the lenses, and then you can also adjust them in the field. If they feel a little loose, you can tighten them yourself. If we need to adjust the bridge, that's all self, you know, you can adjust that in the field. That's mm-hmm. really cool, not having to come into me to make little adjustments.
Right. And golfing, I mean, golfing is a huge sport here in our state, and, boy, you can make some great golfing ones.
Oh, yeah, and I see so many people out there with gray lenses golfing. I can't think of a worse lens to be out on the golf course. I'm a golfer as well. Mm-hmm. Is having a gray lens. Those people with the gray lenses are asking me to find their ball. Because what happens with a gray lens is you've got shadows throughout the golf course. And that dark gray lens darkens the shadows, so it's hard to see the ball. The best lens most of the time is a brown lens. Now, even a better one is the transition brown, where it starts off like that drive wear that I was talking
right.
about for driving. Starts off as a medium brown, but when you go outside and it starts getting pretty bright, it darkens up for you. But that brown color allows you to see through the shadows, find your ball. So that's a great golf lens.
Or just hit it in the fairway, yeah, which we're not very good at.
No.
Another great thing that you guys do is repairs. And so, I mean, well, again, you got your on-site lab there.
Most frames I can repair, unless they're titanium, but even those, you can come in and I'll find another frame to fit those lenses. But most metal frames, I have a micro torch, and I've been able to repair most frames, especially the old classic frames.
Right.
I have folks come in that have gold content in their frame. Typically, I can do a repair. You can barely tell it was repaired. And then plastic frames, no. Plastic frames, I've tried every epoxy out there, and none of them seem to hold, because the problem with the plastic frames is we have to heat them up in order to put the lenses in. Now, some of them are cold snap, but even those, you put the glue on, there's no flexibility to the frame, so it snaps.
Right.
So I typically, if they have a broken plastic frame, I'll take the lenses and find another frame for them to fit the lenses in. And it doesn't have to be that expensive. I have frames that start at $65.
Right.
So typically, if you have something that's broken, one way or another, I'll be able to take care of it for you.
Good deal. Alan Stack is our guest, Stack Optical. Once again, that address, 2233 South Monaco Parkway. And I know one thing I love, about the new location, and I say new, but you've been there now.
Almost 2 years. Almost It'll be 2 years at the end of this month.
But I'm telling you, the parking.
Oh, so much better than in Cherry Creek.
I mean, you can park in, I don't know how many feet, but man, very few just walk.
Yeah, that
right
old
in.
Medical building, I drive by it once in a while, and they're slowly tearing it down.
Oh, are they?
But
okay.
That building was built in the early 60s, and the parking was always a question with that medical building. Because, boy, if all the docks were in, there was hardly any spaces.
Sure.
But in my new place, I have four spaces that are 30 minutes or less out front. And I'm the only one who calls on that. So you can come in anytime, and it's right there.
Well, good deal. Real quick, let's talk about, again, the tents for here during the summer. I mean, we've got to take good care of our eyes. And, I mean, sunglasses do help.
Yes, they do.
And
make sure you get polarized.
I started to say, help us out with
it. If you get a polarized lens, that takes care of all the harmful rays. You know, there's other ones out there that they'll add UV to it, a UV protection to it. You know, some of them will say, well, yeah, it's 90%. I want 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you get polarized, that's all taken care of. Some people don't like the polarizing because, especially private pilots, because it's hard for them to see their screens. But the new polarizing, they've changed the angle. So most of those instruments are visible.
Right.
And the other thing is pilots will complain, too, that if you have a polarized lens, you can't see the ice build up on your wings. So, you know, those are things that we need to talk about and find out what the best type of lens for you. But typically for driving, I love gray polarized. That's really the best for brightness when you're driving.
Sure. And for our outdoor folks and folks listening to Sportsman of Colorado as well, if you're on the water, fishing, skiing, whatever. I mean, boy, having good lenses there to protect those rays reflecting off the water, too.
Yeah, and that one's kind of interesting because typically out in the ocean, you want a good gray lens to cut out the glare. But, boy, up in our streams up here in the mountains and stuff, boy, that brown polarized actually works better and makes it so that you can see the fish's color better.
Yeah, and, I mean, it does enhance the coloring a ton. Yeah, for sure. Well, Alan, great. And, man, thank you for all you've done for us to help us see better.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
And like I say, Victoria loves her glasses. Marie loves hers here at the studio.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And now Thorne, one of our other hosts.
Thank you.
Yeah, Thorne's become a client there as well. Call 303-321-1578. And if you'd like to see Alan, just tell him you'd like to make an appointment with him. And, again, $69 for a very, very thorough eye exam. Repairs, new glasses, contacts, all the things there they can help you with. Once again, the location is 2233 South Monaco Parkway, and they'll be glad to help you, and you'll get the personal care that you deserve. And I always say at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. And we want to thank all of our guests today, and most of all, thank you for joining us for Haystack Help. Our helpline is 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.